subtract Kn, take away that structure as an ASD. And in fact, it has an ASD like that as stars. Okay? And this is pretty easy. It's an easy induction again. It was just an observation they made. So if I consider, I'm going to consider by induction Kn minus 1 minus Hn minus, or I'm sorry, consider Kn minus 1 minus Hn minus 2. By induction, I know that's got this ASD. Now let's let V be the vertex of maximum degree in the graph I'm really interested in. Final stage. It's an easy observation, since I'm only taking out n minus 1 edges, that this thing either has degree n minus 1 or it's got degree n minus 2. Okay? And that makes your life so easy. You can't complain. So, for example, if it's got degree n minus 2, what do I want to do? I want to look at kn minus those minus that vertex. Okay? That'll take me to this situation, which by induction gets me here, and then I'm going to put my vertex V back with exactly the n minus 2 edges, and I'm home free. It's a gift. Never turn down a gift. And the other case is no harder. So the other case, if the degree is exactly n minus 1, then I'm going to do the same trick. And I'm going to pick a non-adjacent pair in what I've got left, because my edge count's off just a little bit. So I'm going to connect them for the moment. Well, now I can apply the induction, and I get a decomposition where my phony edge is in there. So let me assume that it's centered at this vertex W. Okay? And it goes to Z. Well, now I'm going to replace WZ by W to V, because V was adjacent to everybody. So that fills that gap in, and now what's left attached to V is perfect. Can't help. I mean, you can't go wrong here. Everything just works straight out. Okay. Now, as I said, this result kind of spurred a bunch of other people. And in fact, when I did a math SciNet search, I think about the only things that have been proved on this conjecture in the last 5 years are a string of attacks trying to strengthen what's going on in that result. So let me just sort of, well, it's not quite true, right? I lied ever so slightly, but it's close to true. Close to true is good enough, right? Almost always it's true. Okay. So Zhu and Su proved first that if I take Kn and I take out this arbitrary graph on at most n vertices and that many edges, so they moved it up a little bit. Then Ma and Zhang moved it up to 2n minus 1 edges. And then Gu moved it up to 2n plus 1 edges. And that's where it stands right now. And I hope people stop moving it up by tiny little amounts. I think that's, unless they can make a big break, it's not worth going any further.
You get a directory, I guess I'll know what's going to happen.
You betcha. It'll be another one of those one-liners. All right, so let me stop with one other nice result. This is a theorem due to Chen that says, if R is at most 2/3 n and G is R regular of our magic number of edges, then G has an ASD. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the papers over the last few years, almost all since 95, are in Chinese, and I haven't even been able to get my hands on a Chinese copy where I might have some help translating.
because of Bill, like, Bill is like regular here, everyone's back in China, probably.
Yeah, his name will come up tomorrow on a better question that he's got a much bigger question that he's got a better answer for. Okay, I don't know about you, but this isn't strong enough for me right now, so I'll stop there. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
This is an example of a graph for which there is no ascending decomposition into
No, in fact, that's a conjecture. It'll come up tomorrow. Fogery, Jarafas, and Shelp have made that conjecture, and there's a couple of attempts to try to support it with certain things that we'll look at tomorrow. But that's right on the money.
A lot of these results, the graphs that are being used, are the kinds that allow you to know that things are isomorphic when living inside of these machines. many of them are disconnected. I mean,
yes.
If you start imposing some kinds of connectivity connections, it's probably very, very hard.
Yes. But I think even very interesting then.
Yeah. I too connected.
Yeah. The idea of the trees in the complete graph, where you know that more about the structure, each one's embedded in the next one. I like that sort of special case of the Jarafas-Leo problem. But that's the one that sort of scares you, that says, my God, if that's hidden in there, we're not going to answer this question. And as I said in the beginning, I think the beauty of it is how general it is, and the curse of it is how general it is. Because you just don't know what to necessarily get your hands on when you try to attack it.
Any other questions? Well, what I might suggest is, if anyone wants to join me, there's a pub towards Vancouver down that side of the...